And I said, trust me, you will all get an A. We take all of the events in the Bible, all of these foreign things to us in language and hills and all these unusual names, and we reduce it down into 12 periods. You'll notice that in your booklet you have a chart. In your Bible timeline booklet, you have a chart which is on page 39. On page 39. I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. The first thing that we're doing is we're reducing all of the events in the Bible to 12 convenient periods. 12 convenient periods. We have also provided you with a bracelet with 12 beads on it of various colors. In 2 weeks, those watching the video, you have them already, but in 2 weeks, you are going to receive a bookmark that's going to give you a list of the 12 periods, the colors, and it's going to give you the books that you need to read through those 12 periods of the Bible. You're going to be getting that with a nice little saying to remind you of each color so that you can memorize the 12 periods of salvation history. Those 12 periods are in the Bible timeline chart. If you take your chart and just unwind it, you will notice on your chart that we have the 12 periods, the early world, the patriarchs, Egypt and the Exodus, the desert wanderings, conquest and judges in the royal kingdom, the divided kingdom, exile, return, Maccabean revolt, the messianic fulfillment, and the church. Those are the 12 periods that we're taking. We're taking all the history, we're breaking it down into those periods. And I'm asking you, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to memorize those 12 periods. You say, whoa, I didn't think we're going to have to do any work here. Oh, were you wrong? Memorize those 12 periods. I'll get back to the chart here in a moment. But once you have those 12 periods, here's the question. How in the world do you read through those 12 periods so that they make sense like a story and you can keep the narrative thread going? What you do is you identify the books that are narrative in approach, in style. There are 14 of them. 14 books. And you see on the overhead, you see on page 39 in your booklet, those 14 books. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Joshua, Judges, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, Ezra, Nehemiah, 1st Maccabees, Luke, and Acts. If you read those 14 books, you'll get the story. The other 59 books in the Bible fit somewhere within the context of those 14 books. You see why we skip Leviticus? Because when you come to Leviticus, you lost the story. You lose the story, you go home. It's not interesting anymore. Everyone wants a story. The great epics, movies, people learn through story. And this is the greatest story ever told. If you look at the map, for example, you'll see under 2 Samuel, the Psalms. That tells you that the Psalms are written in the context of 2 Samuel. If you look under 2 Kings, you'll see that the majority of the prophets are speaking in the historical context of 2 Kings. Isn't that exciting? You have in this one chart here, a master plan for reading the 14 books. Those 14 books will be the content of our study as we go through the Bible. And we will hook in the other 59 as we go. And so you'll get the story and you'll learn where the other books fit into the story as we go. And it's also visually displayed in the Bible timeline chart. If you look on the Bible timeline chart, on the far left, it says 12 periods. Underneath that, it says supplemental books, narrative books, and God's family plan. Let me explain how this chart is put together. They just came off the press. We have about 3 or 4 typos on here. We do that on purpose. We want people to look hard at this and catch them. If you catch them, congratulations. You'll notice the second one down is the narrative books. If you look to the right of the narrative books, you will see those 14 all the way across. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, all the way through to the book of Acts on the other side. We're giving you all 14 books on the chart as they go through the 12 periods. The supplemental books are on top of that. That shows you where those 59 fit in each period. This is golden. This chart is a great display of the entire story in one nice fold-up that you can put in your Bible. You'll also notice below that it says one holy couple, like the history of the early world, the green turquoise. You notice underneath Genesis 1 through 11 it says one holy couple. We're going to chart throughout the Bible the main covenants that take place because the family grows by covenant. It grows by covenant. Below that, you have an entire section called salvation history. This middle section is divided up into three sections, a north, middle, and south. If you look on the key on the far left, you'll see northern countries, you'll see the land of Canaan, and south and Egypt below that. We're going to track all the major events and all the major characters based on where they're at. Are they in the north? Are they in the land of Canaan, which was only 50 miles wide and 150 miles long? Or is this event happening down in Egypt at the time? So you're visually going to follow the drama throughout salvation history. And then below that, we're going to chart who's the world power. Who is the world power at that time? Egypt? Is it Egypt? Is it Assyria? Is it Babylon? Is it Persia? Is it Rome? Is it Greece? Who's the world power at that time? Because that plays into the drama. And then way down there, you know what we put in this time, which we didn't put in last time? Extra-biblical history. You will see that these stories take place not in a vacuum, but in real time. Real time. There's real events taking place. For example, during the Maccabean Revolt, Herod the Great is born. During the return, Aristotle, Plato, the death of Socrates. So we're giving you all of that information. We're going to spend much time in the timeline this study. So I'm looking forward to that. So we have now 12 periods. Your designer bracelet, you'll be able to memorize the 12 periods. You have 14 books to read through those 12 periods, and that's what we're going to be primarily reading. Now, here's what's interesting. If you read 4 chapters a day, now our study is all the way, it's months, but let's say that you read 4 chapters a day of the 14 books. It would take you 3 months to read through those books historically. 3 months, that's all. 2 chapters a day, 6 months. 1 chapter a day would take you a year to read through those 14 books. 0 chapters a day, in a year from now, you will be as ignorant about Scripture as you are today. We have to read it. And in this study, there are some weeks where there's a little bit. There are some weeks where there are 20 chapters, 30 chapters. But some weeks there's 8 chapters. It varies. But the point is to read it. Our number one goal in this study is for your eyes to come in contact with the text, to feel it, to read it, to get the rhythm of the text, the story, to get it down into your heart. Not to understand every detail, because you will be frustrated thinking, boy, different times thinking, boy, I don't know why, I don't know if I'm getting this. That's okay. You've got the rest of your life to work it out. You've got the rest of your life to read it, and to read it over and over, and to add more and more. But our number one goal is get into the story, read the story. Second of all, each person here will be receiving, or has received, the questions for the study. We have given you 11 weeks worth. We're going to be giving you the rest right before Christmas. Every week, you have about 8 questions to answer. And those questions are designed to take you into the text, to make you think, and to teach you. So we ask questions like, read the Catechism, Article 2916. Read that along with Joshua 1 through 8 and answer these two questions. We're expecting you to read all of the text that week, but we will direct you in the questions to a specific area of the text to answer that question.